Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember how we were like, hey, next episode we're going to talk about Frontierland.
Well, that was a while ago. It feels like it's been a really long time.
That's because we took a week off.
Yeah.
Yay. So we lied. And next week we're going to talk about Frontierland.
Well, yeah, because a bunch of stuff happened while we were gone.
Exactly. So we got to get caught up on all the stuff because we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So instead, today is going to be a catch up on all the news kind of episode.
We're going to ease back into it because we're out of practice.
That's right. It's been so long.
So long.
So, Brandon, before we get to any of that, what are you drinking this week?
Well, I got a nice, tasty, special beer.
Oh, special beer? Why is it a special beer?
Well, it's oak-aged Vienna lager. Barrel-aged, delicious beer, and it's tasty.
Mm, very, very nice, and it's from a local brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And you like it.
Mm.
Dude, I'm drinking tea.
You're drinking tea?
Earl Grey tea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it? Doesn't smell like tea to me.
There might be a little spice rum in there.
that makes sense.
More sense. I'm cold.
Why? What happened?
We were in Mexico, and then we came back to Canada, and it's cold.
Not as cold as it was here while we were gone.
That's true. It was minus 30-some degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. Cold. It's cold.
Pretty close to the same. Yeah. When you get that cold, it's very similar.
And it was plus 32 in Mexico, and I thought that was funny, but then we had to come back, and it was snowing today, and I was just grumpy.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking tea.
We are one step closer to spring, though.
That's true. We're in March. So we're only like 3 or 4 months from spring.
You laugh, but...
I know. It's funny. It's like 2 months. Also, Brandon, what is your nerd thing?
Well, I think we should probably just chat about our first international travel in like...
Oh, goodness.
2.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my nerd thing too. Yeah. Like yeah. Yeah, we went to Mexico, and which is why we weren't here last week. It was my parents' 40th anniversary.
Hooray!
Yay! And they wanted all of their children and extras.
Hey, I'm first extra.
You were first extra. So we all went, and there were 10 of us all together, to Puerto Vallarta. And we got to lie in the sun and get a little sunburnt, and it was lovely.
And drink lots of drinks.
That was mostly you.
And eat lots of foods.
Yeah, it was everybody.
I ate the most.
Yeah, it's also true. What was your favorite part of the trip?
I liked getting sunshine.
Oh, yes. On this pale winter skin.
Yeah. We had a pretty good summer last summer with sunshine as well, but I was missing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and delicious drinks. There was lots of good drinks.
There were. I was very pleasantly surprised by the drinks. Mm. I really like sweet drinks, but I'm old now and I can't really drink them too much, but they taste too sweet. And here was really good.
Yeah, even their traditionally super sweet drinks like a strawberry daiquiri or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Were just solid flavor, not overpoweringly sweet or whatever. And you drank lots of pina coladas.
I sure did.
And among tequila. Other things.
I didn't drink lots of tequila.
Actually, you drank...
That is for me, yeah.
A lot of tequila, because you went through their entire margarita menu.
Yes. Twice.
Twice.
Because I had to pick my favorites.
Yeah.
And then I had to do it in reverse order to make sure I wasn't being biased.
Right. What? So which one was the best?
Okay, so either...
No. Which one?
I'm going to go with mango. I like their mango the best.
I think so.
Yeah, that was really high on my list both times, although I liked a few of them very much. So I liked all of them except the lime. So except margaritas. You and my one brother said basically I just like daiquiris.
Yeah, tequila daiquiris.
Yes.
The mango one was pretty good, and I don't even like mango that much.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, they make good mixes. My favorite thing. Well, I don't know if it was my favorite thing was being there with you in the sunshine and.
Come on.
Okay, no, it was definitely seeing whales. I've always wanted to see whales in like not. Like performing or thing, like just out in the ocean, and we never ever get to travel during whale season because of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So we always just miss it or miss it by a lot. And so this time, just knowing we were down there at exactly the right time, that was my hope. And yes, we saw lots of whales.
Lots of whales.
Sometimes at breakfast.
Yeah, right from the beach at the resort. Mm-hmm. But we did go out on a boat and saw some whales
playing. And dolphins.
And some dolphins mm-hmm. as well. But yeah, and they were playing around. There's some, because they go there to calve.
Yeah.
So we saw some baby humpback whales.
Oh, that was
as well.
Awesome. Yeah, they were playing.
They were playing, yes.
So that was probably my
goofy little baby whales.
Yeah, so cute. So that was something I've always wanted to see and I've never gotten to. So that was really high on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Other highlights of the trip.
I like Mexican corn.
Oh, that was really good. Yeah, Mexican street corn.
Yeah, well, man. Our last night there, they had a kind of like a street food festival for supper, and it was all decorated up by the pool and. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of different food carts, basically, and they had, yeah, Mexican street corn and Mexican street tamales and Mexican street tacos and mm-hmm. all sorts of stuff like that. It was pretty fun.
I think the corn was my favorite, but you know what else was also excellent that night? Churros!
Churros! Yeah, the churros were absolutely unreal.
You know what's better than churros? Churros drizzled in caramel.
Fresh out of the oven.
Yeah. Like, careful, because well, they're burning you.
The deep fryer. But yeah, you know, yeah. You know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, so that was fun. And I posted about you eating churros, by the way, on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Many churros.
If you're at all curious, I have posted a few Instagram pictures, and I'm going to keep posting over the next little bit. Actually, El Mule, who's responsible for our custom theme song that you hear at the top of every show, is also a photographer. And he's my brother. And he and his wife actually were guests of ours. Oh, what was that? Like, this fall? This summer? Summer. It was summer.
Summer. It was summer, yeah. Yeah. When we talked about Euro Disney.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Disneyland Paris.
No. Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah. So we have a lot of really cool pictures and things like that. So he was kind enough to let us all, everyone, use them. And yeah, pictures from it. All the family. But definitely go check those out if you're at all curious. Plus, Donald and Daisy Nuemos came along with us.
Because of course they did.
Well, it was them or the 100 Acre Wood Gang, and it was easier to pack two than four. So, plus it made sense. The ducks wanted to fly south for the winter. It's cold,
yeah.
Water. Yeah, it made sense.
We saw what happens to Donald when he stays.
Exactly. When he tries to
north.
Do Christmas.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Not healthy. So, yeah, that's good. Good call. Good
yeah.
call.
So you can definitely check out, keep checking our Instagram because we've got stuff like that on there. Other highlights, of course, was nice being there with my family and everything like that. Shout out to my parents for happy anniversary. Shout out to my sister and my soon-to-be brother-in-law.
What?
Yeah. Partway, it's on social media, so I can say. It's allowed. partway through our visit, her boyfriend, now fiancé, popped the big question. It's very.
What was the question?
Said. Did she want more churros?
Oh, that, yes.
The answer is always yes. Also, he asked her to marry him.
Oh, right. I remember now.
And also, there's something about getting on an airplane, something about getting a stamp and a passport that was just really nice.
Yeah, it felt remarkably normal. We actually returned right after some of the restrictions changed and...
Yes.
And it seemed very, very easy. So
it was. I was almost like, that's it?
Yeah,
there's not more?
Missing something?
Yeah,
like, did I do like, something wrong?
Are we in a wrong lineup? Like, what's going on? Going down there was quite easy. We just, you know, masks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're all vaccinated and all that fun stuff. And so that was very easy. And everything was just masked. And Mexico is a pretty easy one to travel to during COVID times.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back, it was literally the day after some of the restrictions were lifted. For Canadians
returning.
Yeah. We used to have to do the PCR test. In fact, four members of the family came back the day when they were the last group to do the PCR test. And I mean last group by like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Literally. And then Brandon and I came back the next day and got to do the antigen one instead. And they were kind of working out the bugs and everything like that still with that.
It was a little rough, but that's okay.
But
we got through it.
Yeah, but so it was easier than I was expecting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely somewhat returning to normal,
I think.
It
felt like that.
Yeah.
Like, other than you wear a mask and you have to go do the test, it was not really a problem.
And all signs point to... that being everyone's feeling, because airlines are booking up like crazy.
Yeah, we've been talking about going away over our Easter break here again, and we thought, well, let's go see this trip first and see, make sure we can, you know, don't have to get quarantined or anything like that, time off work and whatnot. And just the way the timing worked out, we came back, but prices are going up, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Like, through the roof.
Yeah, you said it's more than double what it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was tracking a couple flights as scoping them out, and I was like, oh, these prices are quite reasonable.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. No, they've just been going up, like, hockey stick curve on the graph. It's not good.
No,
good at all.
No, but...
For us, anyway.
Of course, but I'm also thinking everyone's kind of, like, just, like, we were just antsy to go. Eventually, it will even out again. It just may not be in time for us to go in April, but...
Yeah, once the airlines are able to ramp up their flights
again. Exactly.
They have
to even out and all that stuff, but... Overall, just really happy we got to travel again. And also, I made all my coworkers very jealous when they were sitting here in the snow.
Yeah. Mine too. And they haven't even seen how tanned I am.
You're very tanned. Anything else about the trip you want to say other than it's nice to be able to travel again?
Yeah, just traveling's awesome and...
Mm-hmm. I miss it.
Yeah, I like all-inclusive resorts.
yeah, that was... I was really glad that was our first big trip again, just like lay in the sun for a bit.
Yeah,
read a couple books.
Just relax and read and drink and eat and
repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I have another highlight. Bonfire night.
Bonfire night was amazing, from what I remember. Our dutiful waiter that evening, I did not see the bottom of my scotch glass over the 3 hours that we were there.
Well, I was the only one drinking a bottle of white wine, and I saw him open it, and I definitely got empty. So
yeah, he opened a second one.
I know. I didn't see the bottom of that one though.
Thank goodness.
But yeah, we the siblings all got together and surprised my parents with a bonfire night on the beach for the family, and we roasted the biggest marshmallows I've ever seen in my entire life. Again, check out Instagram for pictures.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. One more just a little thing here before we head into the news. We have a new Marvel show coming out soon.
We do, yeah.
Moon Knight.
It's been so long.
I know. My goodness, what are we going to do? We have a countdown because it's officially, we're in the right month now. March is the month.
March is Moon Knight Month Madness.
I love it. 23
days.
Because
he's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, no, that makes sense. And Moonlight and Moon Knight. Yeah. That was actually quite clever. I did not give that the due it deserved.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do it again?
No,
okay.
I'm good. The moment has passed.
23 days. Well, if you're listening to this on Monday when it comes out, 23 days. And yeah, that's exciting.
It's very, very quick.
Yeah.
It's going to be here
before you know it.
Before you know it, yep.
And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. We have so much news. Man, there's a lot of news.
There is a lot of news.
Yeah. Okay. There's some big world events going on right now. Of course, the Russia-Ukraine situation. And it feels kind of weird to be sitting here like, let's talk about Disney and travel and stuff when you have that kind of thing going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Walt Disney Company did issue a statement about recent events. Like a lot of companies, they're just like, we're not going to condone what's going on. And we're going to say that with money.
Yeah. And that is how the world is reacting to Russia and their unprovoked aggression is monetarily, which is not great for the people of Russia, which are, they're kind of innocent as well.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do, right?
Well, it's, yeah, and it's the thing that is speaking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, they did release a big statement, but the section that's been quoted a lot is, given the unprovoked invasion of Ukraine and the tragic humanitarian crisis, we are pausing the release of theatrical films in Russia, including the upcoming Turning Red from Pixar. We will make future business decisions based on the evolving situation. When I first read this, a lot of people were like, so what? Like, we're really sitting here talking about a Pixar film when there's this going on. But like you said, money is the thing that is speaking right here. So that's what companies, that's kind of how companies have been responding. And Disney's right in there with them as well.
Yeah. So as another example of that, not super related to Disney, but sports leagues and things like that are cutting ties.
I was wondering if you were going to mention,
with that. And there's quite a few Russian hockey players in the NHL, and some of them are big, big names. And a lot of companies are using them as sponsor spokesmen. But they've cut like national commercials with the big name Russian players, and they're no longer partnering with any Russian businesses.
Yeah, and see, and
like
that's interesting, because it's not like, you know, those hockey players are making any decisions, but it's a line that's getting drawn. It's like, this is, especially, well, I mean, the Olympics and everything like that. Like, that's a that's been really important to Russia, is the way that they're seen as these strong.
Yes.
And so by cutting that, that's actually saying it's much more symbolic than just you're not getting a paycheck on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sports are a big thing for Russia's ego, mm-hmm. especially their leadership. And
yeah.
Yeah. And they're getting kicked out of the FIFA World Cup.
I heard that one. Yeah.
As well. And they got kicked out of the Paralympics because those are still going on.
Yeah.
So they got kicked out of those, and they're losing their Formula One race that they usually have. Wow. So, like, it's across the board.
Basically, it's the whole country just, like, turning their back. The whole world turning the back on the country, not turning the back, like, we're not going to help you, but just, like, we are completely cutting you off from everything.
Yeah, this is unacceptable, so we won't deal with you anymore, kind of thing. Yeah.
And I've heard different people being like, well, like, so what? But literally, financially, and that is very important. So it's interesting, I thought, that Disney
the same. It's a way to respond without escalating the situation with a somewhat unhinged nuclear power, so
yeah, who will respond to the slightest with
so I mean, yeah, it is what it is, but
yeah
well, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, do you want to change the subject?
Yeah, let's move along.
Okay, I've got some Disneyland events for you.
Okay.
March 8th and March 10th coming up here, we have Disneyland Villains Night. This is a pre-ticket event at DCA, and just like, yay, pre-ticketed events are coming back. A whole lot of my news is actually returning to normal stuff.
Yeah. Well, California's like axed their X mandate, so
that was actually in here.
Okay.
But people like Disneyland, they found out, I think it was like a day and a half before, that masks were no longer going to be required. This did receive a little bit of backlash. A lot of people were happy, but a lot of cast members were like, you could have given us some warning.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, as soon as you say something like that, then people are going to be like, why am I doing it now?
Yeah, exactly. It's so really hard. That's how we felt about the traveling.
Yeah, they gave lots of notice about the change in travel restrictions, but it was a weird gap. And
yeah, it was weird.
And the cutoff was really inconvenient for us. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, it is a tough line to walk. But
that was our reaction. It's like, if you know this is going to happen, why are you waiting, you know, X amount of days, or in this case, it was weeks. But yeah. So that is interesting, and I kind of do feel like that's a lose-lose situation. People are going to be unhappy, whatever. But there are now no masks required, except on, like, the transportation. Trams are back, another news item.
Oh.
And trams are one of the places where masks are still required.
Right, you're kind of all...
And monorail.
And you're all crammed in there.
Exactly.
What about rides?
Nope.
Huh. So yep. You can, like, hop on Big Thunder, which is, like, kind of like a tram.
Yes.
But... Okay. Well.
The only thing it said was transportations, and the examples that were given were the trams and right. Monorail.
Interesting.
So yeah, that is interesting.
Huh.
Speaking of events,
that might be a state initiative.
Yeah,
Where they say if it's classified as transportation, which they would be licensed for, like the monorails, like a mass transit system,
right?
They would have to follow like the subway rules or whatever.
Well, because
right?
Alberta's the same. Yeah. We have no masks required anywhere. I mean, we're wearing masks right now because we just returned from out of country, of course. But our mask mandate was lifted March 1st, except for on transportation like buses and trains and things. So it must be the exact same.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of events. We have a brand new event that's never happened before. Not that exciting for me, but I'm sure some little ones would be happy about it. This is the first ever Disney Junior Fun Fest. It's happening April 29th at DCA. It's a one-day celebration, so if you're in California, you've got preschoolers who are obsessed with that, then you probably want to get tickets for that. Not my thing.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, me exactly. So, skipping down, for the first time in forever. Literally, this is the first time it's ever been done. Mickey flowers at the Disneyland entrance have now been replaced by Minnie Mouse, and it's believed to be an tribute to Women's History Month.
Right.
So, yay,
and
Minnie.
International Women's Day and stuff.
Yeah, that's
like that.
March 8th, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's exciting. It was kind of new photo op.
Right.
Something different. That's cool. Kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, everyone loves Minnie.
Well, she's a ship captain now.
It's
so
true. It's true. Hey,
kind
she
of a
is,
big deal.
It's true. She is just as old as Mickey, by the way.
Mm.
Speaking of ship captain, Disney Cruise Line's new Lighthouse Point construction in the Bahamas finally has begun construction. It's Disney's second port, and it was first announced at D23 Expo in 2019. And then, I don't know if you know, but this thing happened in the world, and it really, like, delayed a lot of stuff. Oh. Yeah.
So this is going to be a second private island?
Exactly. Oh, that's it's cool. Just listed as its second port, but that's, yeah, that's what it's going to be.
That's pretty cool, because years and years ago, in my youth, on a Disney cruise, the private island, Castaway Cay, was the best part of it.
I'm so excited to do it one day.
Yeah, so if there's two, you could maybe go on a longer cruise that goes to both of them. Yeah, that would be the ideal
and
situation.
And I think they are supposed to be quite different from each other, like in style and everything, so that's pretty cool. Also, this is really big news for Disneyland. Disneyland has announced the official return dates for Main Street Electrical Parade, Disneyland Forever, the fireworks show, and World of Color. April 22nd. Fantasmic's also coming May 8th, I believe. But also, this is pretty cool. April 22nd is the 50th anniversary of Main Street Electrical Parade, and they added more scenes, including a completely different finale. It removed the previous finale, which was a big, large, like, to honor America float. It was the big Sam Eagle and not the cool Muppets one, but
okay.
The big eagle. And it was like a big American flag and everything. That's been completely taken out. And before this, the newest attraction that, or sorry, the newest film that was honored in Main Street Electrical Parade came out in like 1977. So they didn't have any newer films. So they have, they're going to do a whole big finale instead. And I know there's going to be some, I think they said there's going to include elements from Frozen and Encanto and just some newer movies as well, just to update that.
Okay.
And yay, 50th anniversary. Speaking of Encanto, this is the fifth week for We Don't Talk About Bruno at number one on Billboard. Fifth week.
It's right in the sign. You're not supposed to talk about it. You keep doing this.
Every time. Now it is not only the longest Disney song ever at number one, but it is actually longer than the previous two combined. A Whole New World was the only animated one that made it to number one before. It was there for 1 week in 1993. The other was All for Love from the Three Musketeers, sung by Bryan Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart. And that was 1994, and that was on for 3 weeks. So We Don't Talk About Bruno is officially the most successful Disney song ever.
Hmm.
By, like, a lot.
People are probably sick of it by now.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Also, well, by the time, very soon, March 9th, depending on when you're listening to this, it might already be closed. Toontown is officially closing for a huge remodel.
Ooh.
And no idea on how long it is going to be, but most projections
like
is yeah, most projections is about a year, which makes sense. I mean, they want it to open for the summer, and it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, they're completely gutting it, and they'll be working on that the railway ride at the same time. And
yeah,
so it's going to be this big grand opening.
Yep, and
there
was some press release that said Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Man, say that three times fast.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Is going to be a little different than Walt Disney World, and it's going to include some different features and everything.
Yeah,
now,
makes sense.
Who knows how extensive those features will be, but that is interesting.
That's a good ride to be able to put a little spin spin on.
Spin, because they spin it.
Yeah. Because it's trackless, and you can, like, put in video screens that are a little
different. Yeah, you can play with it a bit.
Yeah.
Which is good. I like when you pay homage to different things and they're just slightly different.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney World, the big one, Galactic Star Cruiser, has now officially opened. Dun, da 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 da. That was my Star Wars. No, that sounded more like Indiana Jones.
you're like halfway in. You're definitely John Williams adjacent. Yeah, okay. So Star Wars Hotel.
Yeah.
We watched a couple videos on it.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see some more.
Yeah, so there was the big preview night, weekend, whatever, where they invited a bunch of influencers and press and stuff like that to come check it out, and that's mostly where we're getting our information from.
Right.
So these aren't like paying customers that are like super gung ho about Star Wars, and overall, it's actually been fairly positive.
More so than I was expecting,
like, there was some pretty downer stuff coming out about it even a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly they're saying that the building itself is kind of small and maybe not as impressive as it probably should be for that price tag, but a lot of praise for the cast members that are putting on the show. And it's basically a 2-day long interactive dinner theater slash escape room, which sounds amazing. If someone would pay for it for me, that'd be great.
We keep quoting Jurassic Park being like, I don't know, I'll have a coupon day or something.
Need to have a coupon day because... Come on.
Yep. Well, some of our favorite YouTubers did get invited to the press ones, but we a lot have just made their way there now for some of the first voyages of the Star Cruiser. So once the ones who have paid for it start making their videos, then I want to look into it a little bit more.
Get the full meal deal because the preview one was a shortened experience from what I understand. So it'll be a little different as a full package.
Yes.
And... I don't know. It sounds really cool.
It really does.
A little on the pricey side for me.
Everything I hear is that it is very interactive and amazing. And you, like, don't sleep. Like, you could be busy all the time, and it's exhausting.
Well, you sleep at night, but
super, super
you don't stop going during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to hear more about it, though, and I'll be living vicariously through all these people, like we have been doing.
Yeah, forever.
We're the first. Okay. Brandon, you said you have some Marvel news.
Yeah, so this is a pretty big one, especially with all the weird multiversal and cameo stuff that's been
happening. Don't know. You didn't tell me what it was.
Happening. Certain cameos in the Spider-Mans, and
have you watched Spider-Man yet? Go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, do the Spider-Man thing. Anyway, so Netflix had all those shows.
The Defenders,
yes, that was their group name. Mm-hmm. Like the Beatles, but it was the Defenders. that was a Netflix production. It was on Netflix, and they had kind of licensed from Marvel, so you kind of figured they would always be on Netflix. But they took them down a couple weeks ago, and people were like, what the heck's going on?
What the heck?
Disney must have bought them or something, because they are coming to Disney Plus.
Oh, that, like... That's kind of cool.
And it's kind of interesting because it's going to be like the first mature themed thing on Disney Plus, especially in the States, because they don't have Star down there.
What about, is Deadpool on Disney Plus?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think they probably put that on Hulu down in the States.
Right.
I don't know. It's all very complicated, but they are introducing new parental controls as part of it, I believe.
That
so
makes
you can
sense.
Like kind of lock down the mature content, because it is mostly for kids, right? So, but I'm very excited by this. It seems like they're going to embrace that little mini Defenders universe, and we might get some more Jessica Jones and Luke Cage action along with Daredevil and such.
That's it. Only those three. No one else.
Yeah. No, what you do is you have Iron Fist show up and Shang-Chi just like knocks him out.
Yeah, that's what he said. You know how to fix Iron Fist. Shang-Chi be like, what are you doing?
No.
And then just knock him out and then like leave him here and be like, go sit down, buddy. And pat him on this little curly head.
Yeah.
And the end.
The end. Okay. There we go.
And then he gets a drink with Jessica Jones. And they sing karaoke.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones would sing karaoke.
I don't think so.
No.
She does not strike me as one that would like...
Sing A Whole New World.
Karaoke.
No, she would not. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I thought so.
Man. You know how they did it? You know how Disney got him back? They had a good lawyer.
Yeah. Well, they
really,
do. They
a
do
really
now.
Good lawyer.
And along those lines, Daredevil is apparently maybe going to be showing up in the She-Hulk series for multiple episodes.
That makes sense. A lot of people were speculating that.
That was a long time ago. Those speculations, but I keep hearing rumors about it, and that kind of thing. It often comes true when it's that loud.
Right. That makes sense.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big news item. This is the big one. This is our last big one. Food and Wine. Food and Wine is, well, by the time this comes out, it will have started.
Cool.
It's going from March 4th to April 26th. As part of it, actually, this is kind of cool before we get into all the offerings. Soarin' Over California is replacing Soarin'.
Yep. They do that every year for Food and Wine. I know, because we were going to be going
there. Yeah, we were excited about it. But yes, they're doing it again. The list of participating marketplaces in 2022 is Avocado Time, Berry Patch, California Craft Brews, Cluckadoodle Moo, Delish, Garlic Kissed, Golden Dreams, I Heart Artichokes.
I do heart artichokes.
I do too, like a lot. LA Style, Nuts About Cheese.
I am Nuts About Cheese.
Peppers Cali Ente.
Ooh, I want to go to that one.
And Uncorked California. I want to go to that one.
I assume it's wine.
It's mostly wine. Yeah. The Sip and Savor Pass is back. Also, most of these places have a novelty item for sale that you can get red or green grape glow cube charm. So that's kind of cool.
Grapes aren't cubes, though.
No, that's what it's called, so I'm not sure how they do that. But anyway, it's cool. You can get those at most places. So if you are one of those people who like their glow ice cubes and stuff like that, you should probably want to check that out. I also have here, I didn't write down everything, but we do have a list of food items. Before we do that, though, just very quickly, a lot of other places that I'm not going to mention have either menu items or, like, different carts and things like that. Paradise Garden Grill has a huge menu for the event. Lamplight Lounge has some items. Smoke Jumpers Grill. The churro stands, of course.
Churros!
Pim's Testing Kitchen and the Testing Lab, like the little place. Sonoma Terrace and Terran Treats all have items. And in Downtown Disney, Ballast Brewing Company, Black Tap Craft Burgers, Catal, Naples, Ralph Brennan's. They have a beer flight, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. And Tortilla Joe's and so on. Basically, almost everywhere has at least one item.
Right.
But for the purposes of our little spiel here and the part that most people care about, let's just look at the specific marketplace items. Now, and your Sip and Savor Pass can go to, like, some of the Downtown Disney places.
Oh, okay.
Some of them. And the other ones that I mentioned to, like, the other places in California Adventure where they just have specific items. On the list that you get, it actually will say which ones are Sip and Savor applicable. And the advice... check out the prices and
yes.
Use it for $8 or more in order to make it worth it.
Right.
Because some of the items are like $6.50.
Yeah, you can really mess yourself up by paying for the Sip and Savor and getting a cheapy little appetizer thing that
don't do it.
You can get something that's worth more because it's just a coupon for an item.
Right.
So you want to go for the most expensive item to get your money's worth.
Yeah,
I would
max out that.
Buy the cheapy things with the cash.
Yeah, you can do that. And also, of course, alcohol. You cannot use your Sip and Savor for. So cash for alcohol and for the cheapies, Sip and Savor for the more expensive stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go through some of these items and you're going to tell me what you want to eat at each place.
Yes.
Or drink. You can't. No, one thing.
Oh.
Okay, ready? Avocado time. We like avocados.
Mm-hmm.
There is a petite avocado impossible burger with dairy-free pepper jack cheese.
That sounds good, except for the impossible dairy-free part. Okay,
but
anyway, continue.
There's also frozen guacamole. It is has lime crema and pico de gallo, and I don't know, but that sounds fun. And there's a ruby grapefruit sparkling beverage. I believe that is alcoholic, but I'm not sure.
Grapefruit alcoholic sparkling is good. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious by this whole frozen guacamole thing.
I figured that's the one you would pick. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
either, but something to try.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's a good one.
Okay, next we go to the Berry Patch. This one has the food items are strawberry cheesecake with lemon chantilly or blueberry buttermilk pie.
That's the one right there.
Yeah, I figured. And they have a cherry chocolate mint dessert cocktail. I'm going to go for the cheesecake. You go for the pie.
Yeah, still pie. Yeah.
Still pie.
Someone asks you if you want pie. You say yes.
Then we go to the California Craft Brews. Brandon, only one thing. Okay. They have an IPA sausage dog on a soft pretzel roll with onion pepper jardiniere. I don't know how to say French.
Jardiniere. I think so, yeah.
Cheddar cheese sauce and malt vinegar jalapeno crunch.
Okay, yep, that's a winner.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Glad there's no choice there.
IPA sausage dog. Oh, no, there's drinks.
Oh, okay.
Then they have 12 different types of beer.
Mm.
Two different beer flights. One is called the Bright and Balanced Beer Flight, which sounds awesome. It's lots of like IPAs and fruity ones. There's also the Boulder Beer Flight, Bigger and Boulder Beer Flight. There's your heavier ones.
Okay.
There's a hard seltzer and a hard cider, a boysenberry lemonade hard seltzer.
Oh man, they're gonna
sounds
get...
so good.
Gonna get sued by Knott's Berry Farm.
So I would have trouble here because that sausage dog sounds delicious. Also, the bright and balanced beer flight and the boysenberry lemonade hard seltzer. I'm going to go the hard seltzer.
Yeah, that sounds like you. I'll taste your seltzer, but I gotta stick with the IPA sausage dog.
Yeah, fair. That sounds really good. Good. I'm glad you ordered that because I want a bite.
I'll get both beer flights.
Well, you got to try them out. Then we're going to Cluckadoodle Moo, which is a great name, by the way. The food items, ranch wings with hot sauce drizzle or the French onion grilled beef tenderloin slider. That is topped with a Gruyere cheese sauce and caramelized onions on an onion roll. That's the winner.
Yeah, are we including? Okay, we're going to have a. Yes, I'll have that and then to drink.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with the four beers.
Okay, well, okay, there's four different types of beer.
Yeah, I'm going to have four beers. Yeah. Sampler beer flight. Go.
Oh, okay, well, there's also a pink lemonade lager in there that sounds really good, but I'm probably going to go the blackberry lavender lemonade. It's non-alcoholic, though.
Is pink lemonade lager not a beer?
Yes.
Okay.
But that sounds really good, because what the heck is a pink lemonade lager going to taste like?
I don't know.
I should try it.
I'm intrigued.
That's why I made special note of that one, because I was like, that's the one I want to try. At Delish, your food items, there's a black and tan beef potato puffs. That sounds really good. It just says Carl Strauss Rec Alley Stout Gravy and Lager Micro Sponge. I don't know.
That sounds kind of like one of those gastronomical type of weird things.
Could be.
Gastronomy.
I was on Disney.
Gastronomy. I don't know.
I was on a Disney food blog, and it said that if you clicked on the food items, they would actually have pictures, but I didn't do that, so I'm not sure. Ugh. There's also a Cubano slider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This was on the menu when we were going.
Yeah, I know. This one looked good. It's a slow roasted, mustard crusted pork and sliced smoked ham with melted Swiss cheese and a slice of pickle. Yum. On a Hawaiian roll. Your beverages, there's a Central California cooler. This is non-alcoholic. And it's new. It's peach, apple, orange, and lemon juice. There's also now I'm intrigued by this. You will not be.
No.
This is also new. It is a chocolate marshmallow cold brew cocktail. It has Irish whiskey, coffee, chocolate syrup, almond milk, and toasted marshmallow.
You know what? I would try that.
Yeah. Oh, really? That surprises me. This is new, and I know a lot of people are excited to try this one.
Yeah, I'm into cold coffee now, so it's okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
I would try it.
All right. I that's the one I'm like,
I don't know if I would love it, but I would try it.
There's one on here which is new, and it sounds amazing, and you will be disgusted by it, and I will love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That surprised me.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
You'll know when we get there. So next we have Garlic Kissed. Your food items are grilled top sirloin with roasted garlic Gruyere mashed potatoes and black garlic chimichurri. This is a new item. And that sounds really good.
That does.
There's also the Carbonara Garlic Mac and Cheese with peppered bacon. This is a returning item and was a favorite.
That also looks and sounds really...
What are you picking here?
Yes.
Okay, wait. At Delish, you didn't say what you wanted.
Oh.
I said I wanted the cold brew cocktail. What did you say?
I'll try the weird black and tan beef potato puffs.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm going
to
try it.
This is the time to try these things.
Yeah.
Okay, now Garlic Kissed, you have the sirloin or the mac and cheese. Your beverages, there's a rosemary bitter orange mule. This is a new item. And there's some wines. A Cab Sauv, I think, is the big one there.
What
are you getting at Garlic Kissed?
Yeah, I'll go with the steak, I guess.
Fair, I'll get the mac and cheese then.
Yeah, we can share.
All right.
I don't know. It sounds really good. Steak seems kind of boring, but...
But if it's good, it's good. Yeah. Then we're going to head to Golden Dreams. Our food items there, there's a honey orange glazed salmon salad with citrus vinaigrette. This is a new item. And a mango carrot gazpacho with grilled shrimp and jalapeno crema. I guess I'm out of luck at Golden Dreams because I don't eat fish or salmon.
I am also going to leave Golden Dreams and go back and get the mac and cheese.
No, it's okay because there's beverages we haven't talked about.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want either of those things.
You don't want either the beverages either because there's orange honey cold brew. This sounds really good. And then there's a pineapple tiki bitter cocktail. That sounds really good too.
No.
I would like either of the beverages.
Okay. I am not going to Golden Dreams. Woohoo!
Yeah, you're not a citrus sweet person, so the honey orange is going to throw you, isn't it? Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
And you don't like mango, so mango carrot gazpacho is not your thing either.
Orange chocolate's one of those popular flavors that it just like...
Doesn't do it.
Just disturbs me.
Really? I like it. I like
chocolate oranges are all... Oh.
It is not my favorite. I know some people who it's like, it's not Christmas till I have a chocolate orange. No, I'm not like that. I think they're nice and I like them. Yeah, they're not one of my favorite things, but I definitely like them. So, yeah.
No.
Okay. So the beverages at Golden Dreams are okay for me. I will have two in honor of you not having any.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Next, we're going to iHeart Artichokes.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We have a Chicharron crusted fried artichoke dip with smoked pepper crema. Yum. Mm. This is a new item. And there's an artichoke toast with olive tempinade. This is one of those things that, like, you probably like. I think this is one of the $6.50 items,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beverages, there's a passion fruit rum cocktail. Okay, this is another new one. And this sounds really good. Oh, I'm torn on this one. What are you getting? Are you getting the dip?
Oh, I'm getting the dip.
Okay, if you get
artichoke dip is awesome.
Artichoke dip, I can sit and eat with a spoon. Mm. It is so good. Mm-hmm. I was going to get that, but if you get that, then I'll get the rum cocktail.
Okay.
Okay. Next, let's go to LA style. Oh, I know what you're getting. There's a glazed barbecue pork belly.
I do like pork belly.
Not that I know what Furikake Togarashi Mac salad is, but... you go for it.
I do like pork belly. I'd be slightly nervous about the barbecue sauce.
I think it's going to be like kimchi style kind of thing. Those flavors.
If it is like Korean barbecue flavor, then yes.
Okay. Our other item, there's a gyro-inspired flatbread featuring impossible ground beef with chipotle hummus, tzatziki, and spiced crispy chickpeas.
That also sounds really good.
These are both new items, and that sounds good. Okay, well, I'm going to get the flatbread.
For a vegetarian meal, that the impossible ground beef with chipotle hummus and spicy crispy chickpea, that sounds...
Doesn't sound so good.
That's up my alley for a vegetarian
meal. Yeah. There's also a margarita that's new. It has mezcal, ancho chili liqueur, watermelon, mango, lime, and agave nectar. This is a new item. And there's a new sake melon. This is sake, ginger liqueur, prosecco, rock melon syrup, and lemongrass citron puree. I bet you'd like that.
I probably would.
You like sake.
I like hot sake. Mm. This would be cold, sparkling sake with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Could work, yeah.
Alright, okay, cool. I think LA style sounds like a fun one to try a bunch of different stuff. All the items are new.
It sounds Asian fusion-y, for sure.
Next, let's go to Nuts About Cheese. This is the one for me. This is the most exciting.
No.
I'm so excited. If I were to pick one... If I were to pick one item in this entire place to try... Peanut butter and jelly mac and brown sugar streusel with strawberry crackle. It's mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly. But it's not cheese. It's like a dessert. This is a new item. I think this is going to be an Instagram-y thing. It sounds amazing. Yep, it sounds so good. There's also a next level crackers and cheese. It has, spicy prosciutto spread. Is that what you're... Yeah. And cherry jam. This sounds really good.
I don't want cherry jam, but spicy prosciutto spread.
Basically, this is a really nice cheese and crackers plate. And I think this one is over the $8. I think I remember checking on it. But so I think you're going to get a good selection here. Plus, hey, if you want something that's kind of more snacky like that, this would be a good option. There's also a Snickers Caramel Peanut Milk Chocolate Mickey Macaron. This is a repeat from previous years.
You can't go wrong with the caramel.
I know, right? But the other two items are new. The beverages, there's a spicy honey apricot cocktail made with rye whiskey, apricot orange, lemon juice, and spicy honey syrup. What's your item from here? It's their crackers and cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, I gotta try the spicy prosciutto spread. I'm curious as to how you make prosciutto into spread, but okay.
Well, I'm so going for the peanut butter and jelly mac.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Next, let's go to Pepper's Caliente. You can try a chili relleno empanada with arbol, pepper salsa, or a I can't pronounce, aji de gallina. I'm so sorry for butchering that. It is a spicy yellow chili cream chicken with jasmine rice and olive tempinade. That's a new item.
That's the one.
Yep, I figured you'd pick that. And then there's a paloma.
Oh, I just had paloma.
Yeah, so did I. I was not a fan.
Well, I had your paloma.
Yes.
It was not very...
No.
Not tasty, no.
It was like 7/8 tequila, I think. This one might be better.
Might be
but
better.
But I'm probably burnt.
Habanero pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm. That's a very common combination, actually.
Yeah.
I had a habanero pineapple margarita once, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Mexicans do like their spicy, mm-hmm. sweet things. Like, a lot of Mexican candy has yeah. peppers
yeah.
on it. It's, yeah.
Well, I mean, chocolate and peppers is very yes, common down there. You have your mole and everything.
That is true, but even just, like, sweet gummy candy yeah. with, like, spicy peppers yeah. on top. I don't know. Very strange for us white folk, but...
But interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
I thought you might go for the empanada, but no, you're going to go for the chili cream chicken, hey?
Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid I don't like picking the same thing as you, but that's the one I'd be going for too. But yeah. Then we're going to go to Uncork, California. This is our last marketplace item, Brandon. Food items. There's a California artisan cheese selection. A bunch of different cheeses.
I like cheese.
Yep. And then there's a chocolate hazelnut crunch, and that's a mousse with a glaze and gold leaf. Then the big focus here, of course, is the beverages.
That's why it's cheese.
Exactly. You have 7 different types of wines. There's also a white wine flight, a red wine flight, and my personal favorite, the tropical mimosa flight. You can also, if you prefer to just try different mimosas, there's a green apple and lychee, a passion fruit and banana, a cherry, yuzu, and ginger. All mimosas. For me, I'm going definitely for the tropical mimosa flight.
Yeah, those sound like kind of scary mimosa flavors.
I think those, I literally was like, I want to try that one, and I want to try that one, and I want to try that one.
I'd be willing to try them, but I would be nervous.
I would be so excited to try
them. I really like mimosas. I like different flavors mm-hmm. of mimosas, but usually the standby orange juice one yeah. is probably good enough. I would be very scared of lychee and yuzu and yum. Banana.
Well, it's not just banana. It's passion fruit and banana.
I know, but this. Yeah.
Well, I would be willing to try them all and very excited to do it.
Okay.
This would be my most exciting stop other than the peanut butter and jelly macaroni. So what are you trying here? Are you going for the cheese? Are you going to go for some wine? Are you going to get the chocolate hazelnut crunch? What are you getting?
I'll probably just watch you drink the mimosas. I'm full up on cheese from the
peppers other, caliente the other place. And the nuts about cheese.
Yeah.
No? Okay, fair. Any of these where you're like, ooh, that is the one thing I'd want to try?
I don't know.
You said peanut butter and jelly macaroni wrong.
No. There's a lot of good stuff, but nothing like I'm super dying. Maybe the French onion tenderloin slider.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Or the pie.
The pie.
The blueberry pie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. If flights came down, we could maybe try some of this stuff.
That would be really nice. Come on, flights. maybe there'll be like a crazy, you know, 3-hour sale that you'll be able to jump on or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Everyone who's listening, keep your fingers crossed for us because this is one of the flights you're watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fingers crossed. We were supposed to go 2 years ago. We want to go.
Yeah, and currently flights are double the price they were 2 years ago. So, yay!
Everyone, maybe if everyone collectively crosses their fingers for
us. That's a lot of churros.
That is a lot of churros. It's like 4 Dole Whips, okay?
Yeah.
That was a money joke. okay, you know what? We haven't done trivia in a while. I have some trivia items for you based on our news items.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
12. Oh, wait.
Okay, ready?
No.
How many floats did Main Street Electrical Parade have when it debuted in 1972? A10, B12, or C15?
Well, I gotta go with 12, because I said 12.
You already
12.
Said 12. Aren't you happy there was an item that was 12?
I didn't even know numbers were the answer. No.
That's funny. All right. We Don't Talk About Bruno is the 5th song from an animated Disney movie to reach the top 5 on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. We already said A Whole New World was on it. Can you name any of the others? There's 3 others. Name one of them.
On the top 100?
That made it to the top 5.
Top 5.
Mm-hmm. Disney animated.
Beauty and the Beast.
The song Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
All right. And number 3, what is believed, speaking of food and wine, what is believed to be the first Mickey-shaped food sold in the parks?
A lollipop.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was surprised by how long ago this was, too, actually. It was like opening year or like the next year or something. Like it was old, like then they started selling Mickey shaped food.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense. Money. I'm surprised it took that long. I'm surprised it wasn't there
opening day.
Well,
they didn't even have like water fountains opening day.
Pretzel or something, but I don't know. Lollipop.
All right, that's our show. If you want to throw in your guesses for those and see or make fun of Brandon for being wrong or applaud him for being right, you can contact us on social media, through our website, or via email. Thanks again to El Mule, who we mentioned, top of show. He's responsible for the custom theme song and a whole bunch of the pictures that are showing up on Instagram from our recent trip.
Yay, memories.
You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast, and you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't, please do. Right after you go watch Spider-Man. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend DisneyA as well. You can listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Do you know what Magic of the Mouse Radio is doing right now? They have They have uploaded a whole whack of new soundtracks and things like that, and some Spanish songs too that are like connected to Disney, like some of the Disney stars that released in music in Spanish, things like that.
Ah,
see, yes, makes sense with Encanto and West Side Story and such.
Mm-hmm.
West Side Story is on Disney Plus now, by the
way.
Mm. Next week, you know, what we should actually talk about that thing we were supposed to talk about this week.
Okay,
Frontierland. We're gonna go back to the parks. It would be nice if you're doing that in real life, but until then, let's talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Churros!
Churros! Yeah, the churros were absolutely unreal.